USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment benefits to $300 in their COVID-19 aid bill from $400, but extend them through September, 1 month longer than the House bill. The bill is continuing to be debated on the House floor. The White House is highlighting increases in coronavirus vaccinations. Top COVID advisor Andy Slavik giving an update on the latest vaccination numbers.
6 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID, had received a vaccination. Today, nearly 55% of people aged 65 or older have received at least one shot.
Slavitt saying the government is throwing everything we have at the coronavirus pandemic, but noted the crisis is not over. The White House still not saying when new guidelines will be released for people that have been vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. counted fewer than 40,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday for the first time in 5 months. With cases declining and vaccine shipments picking up speed, a number of states are relaxing restrictions, something White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is not a fan of.
I wouldn't want to see a light switch go on and off with regard to restrictions. I would like to see, as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level, well below the 60 to 70,000 new infections, somewhere, you know, I'll just pick a number, even though, you know, there's not a good model there yet, but I would say less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that.
Minneapolis police are on high alert ahead of the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Jury selection starts Monday for the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earthquakes in New Zealand have the entire country on edge.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning, according to scientists. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Mississippi legislature voted overwhelmingly to ensure that biological males are not allowed to participate in girls' sports. Republican State Senator Angela Hill saying, "If we do not move to protect female sports from biological males who have an unfair advantage, we will eventually no longer have female sports." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.